Hey, welcome back to Southeastern Zone. Hold on. I guess I should, like...
You do you, boo.
Hey, welcome to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. We're back!
Woo!
Finally, I found Bear. He's here.
I'm out of the woods, guys. I made it back.
Somehow he made it through.
It's okay. Ooh. I'm here to help all of you.
Yeah, so we were like in a broken state the last couple weeks because holidays are hard.
And then, you know, there's stuff.
People, yeah, well, you have a lot of familial obligations. That's the word. Familial obligations. You know, you go and see family or you avoid family. Either one.
You drink a lot.
You may eat.
Who says that?
A lot of that stuff. So, but we're back. For those
back
that don't
again.
Know, this is Experience Points. This is the show where we drop some knowledge on you every week, Wednesday, 9 to 10. Glad you can join us because
so happy you're here.
We have some pretty cool news tonight.
Cutting edge news tonight.
But before we do all of that, you heard when we came in hanging on the Living Phantoms mix by Ellie Goulding, we have a lot of other music kind of playing.
It's going to happen.
Before we get to that, we're going to go ahead and tell you where all of our news reviews and our audio, our recorded audio, is staged at. Bear, what's the website?
Check it out at exppoints.com. Remember, double tap the P.
We got social media as well. You want to subscribe to us or you want to like and follow and I don't know what all the pronouns
are. Like, follow, creep.
You want to creep on us? You want to stalk us on the FB? You can check it out at exppoints.com/social. That's our social media landing page. Plus,
that's right, you can.
We have PayPal and Patreon. So if you want to give us some money for doing a good job, then great. If you want to maybe mock us openly with money, we will accept that money. And be mocked
money
openly.
Shamed?
We'll be money shamed, okay?
I'll be money shamed.
You give us $5, we are worms. We'll throw yourself. We'll take a picture of us.
What am I agreeing
groveling,
to at this point?
Groveling. You know, you pretty much dictate what you want us to do, and we could say, yeah, we're not going to do that, or okay, fine.
We'll probably do it, honestly.
We can sell our pride for $5. I mean, that's fine.
$5 is $5.
I'm just saying, $5, $5.
Dude, right now, Smoothies and Things has $5 subs.
That's nice. We should go
or
there.
Or wraps or whatever.
I tried rapping one time. It didn't work.
Wiki.
And one last thing. Oh, yeah, we're on iTunes, we're on Stitcher, and we are on Streamable Online, so you can check all of us out there. All of the audio that I have uploaded, which I think I'm missing like one or two episodes. I'm going to get on that. But certainly tell like most of 2015.
I wish some people on this team would do work.
We have like over 100 episodes online. You can check it out. We're in the iTunes store on the podcast section. Just Google, or I'm sorry, iTunes search for Experience Points Radio Show.
I guess?
Yeah, just iTunes is. We're going to cut to three songs where I come back, where I talk about what we did, I guess, last year.
Sure,
technically,
the whole year.
Last week,
I mean,
last year.
We'll
It'll be a long segment.
We'll talk about some stuff.
The whole year. We're going to cut to Garden of Your Mind by Mr. Rogers, followed by Helix Nebula by Anna Monoguchi, and we're going to come back after Outbreak by Saver Pulse. Catch you after the break. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
My neighbor, welcome again to this neighborhood. I'd like to show you something. What this is?
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. Still Experience Points. I'm still MG.
And I'm still Red Bear.
You just heard Outbreak by Saver Pulse. Before that, Helix Nebula by Anna Monoguchi. And we opened the entire thing up with Garden of Your Mind by Mr. Rogers. All three of those are fantastic songs.
They are pretty fantastic.
In IMO. IMO, in my humble
opinion.
In my own opinion.
Okay, cool.
This is the segment of the show where we talk about what we did last week, but since Bear was gone, and we really haven't seen you this year except just now.
Yeah, this is the first time this year I've been
around.
I
sort of abstained from talking about what I did, though I did let slip what I got for Christmas, one of the things I got for Christmas. What did you do that last week, 2 weeks, year? What have you been up to this year?
You know, hiding in the woods, normal bear stuff,
being
stealing
a bear,
picnic baskets.
I found a cave.
You know, things like that. I guess the cave would be Star Citizen for me, is where I've disappeared to.
Oh, the cave is like a euphemism for Star Citizen.
Wow, euphemism.
Nice.
Euphemism cave.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. That's
okay,
getting
so
weird.
Okay, so you've been playing PTU?
So, yeah, the PTU Alpha 2.1. And my ship is finally flyable, so the Freelancer... Nice. Well,
can
Freelancer...
Can you fly it? Like, can you actually fly it?
Okay, so it's kind of glitchy, but you can fly it.
And I think I was picking on you. Is it glitchy... Or are you glitchy?
Hey, I'm blaming glitches. We're an alpha.
Okay, all
I'm blaming
right.
glitches and other things that rhyme with glitches.
You're playing with a HOTAS setup, or are you playing with like
no,
an
I've just got mouse
control.
And keyboard. I have a joystick I've actually borrowed from you. It's not a good joystick.
You know, it's not a bad joystick.
I mean, it just aggravates me sometimes when I get upset with it.
I mean, it's not the controls aren't descent controls. Like they do this weird thing where you twist the joystick and it rolls you.
Yeah.
Instead, or no, it's sorry, it turns you. So your roll actually matters.
I mean, you can remap things.
It's different than Elite Dangerous, and I'm used to Elite Dangerous. So.
What was really annoying me is like you can map the controls and everything, but every time there's an update to the PTU or anything, everything resets. So I'm lazy.
That's weird. So it doesn't like keep your settings locally. It
stores it? They've done a couple massive updates is what it is. And I'm lazy.
It'd be great if they just had a massive update where they released the game. That'd be
awesome. That'd be wonderful.
I mean, since it's been like 2 years.
I'm just happy my ship is flyable. Yeah. Yay. So I've been doing that. I read M.A. Larson's Pennyroyal Academy.
Awesome.
And it's a very good book. Check it out. And, I mean, I've just been kind of chilling in space. It's been pretty... Oh, Star Wars. That was space a thing chilling. That happened in my life.
Yeah, Star Wars.
It was amazing, by the way. I saw that, like, 1 or 12 times.
Yeah, Star Wars is really good. I was having a discussion about it. Let's actually talk about that in our next segment, because...
Next segment, Star Wars!
It's going to grow into a huge segment, which is interesting.
Star Wars, the Next Generation!
Anything else? What else did you... No. No.
JJ did it. He can do it.
Oh, I guess technically. What'd you get for Christmas?
I got a drone.
Awesome.
Or a quadcopter to be
specific. Did you register it with the FCC?
I of course did not because that's stupid.
Because it's not
FCC. I love you.
I'm sorry. It's the FAA. It's not FCC.
Yeah, I think that's right. It's
the you don't register drones with the radio Commission. That doesn't
actually
make any sense.
Actually, if you can fly them using like ham radio signals, but you have to register.
Oh,
your
wow.
You know, you have to be a ham radio operator and stuff like that. I know people that fly
I'm
like
not a ham
kilometers.
Radio operator. I'm a drone operator.
Clearly. I have not registered with them.
Maybe you should.
Maybe they're listening to the show now.
Or maybe you don't need to. Because, I mean, the rule on that is 3-foot wingspan, and I think it has to be, like, over a certain
weight. Right. I must say, it's a 250 racer, so it's not actually...
Is that the tiny drone?
Well, no, it's not the tiny, like 250 millimeter cross section.
You're so probably fine.
I'll show it to you. I mean, it's fine. Okay. I think they're going to try to eventually make you register everything. But this is going to be an interesting debate in about a year.
Did you register your drone, sir? That's not a drone. That is a blender.
I'm from Livingston Parish. You don't ask stupid questions like that.
Oh well.
Where is that gun registered?
That seems like a really cool present, though. I got Rock Band 4.
I did miss the fact that it did attack me. So
the
robot uprising
picture.
Has begun.
Yeah. If you go to
my Twitter feed, you can find it
EXPpoints.com. You can get to Bear's Twitter feed, and you can.
Oh,
you
is my Twitter feed linked on that?
I think you put it on.
Oh, okay.
You're the one
I remember
that wrote your
things
bio.
That I do in life.
But yeah, so that's. Well, I mean, that's cool.
Yeah,
you've healed nicely. I see.
Working on it. My thumb is like falling off.
Get those white platelets in the cramming in the hole.
But yeah, the robot uprising has begun. So. I've been talking to Microbot every day, trying to let him know.
What's your drone's name?
I have not named him yet.
Well, that's probably why
I bit
you.
At this point, I'm going to call him Murderface Johnson.
Murderface Johnson. Oh, yeah. I love it. Oh, man. I feel like we should cut this, but we're not going to.
No, let's go with Murderface Droneson.
Murderface Droneson. Very nice.
All right, so that's his name. So what have you done with your life?
I did a little bit of development. So for those that don't know, like Bear and I work at the same place. We work at the university, and we get a lot of time off during the holidays because we almost mirror the student schedule.
Close.
So we're very close to it. We stay a week later. We usually come back a week early. But
compared to corporate world, it's great.
That's still like 2 weeks off. It's so much time. I actually ended up coming back to work because I couldn't stay away. I was doing a bunch of stuff. I programmed a lot. We did Christmas out sort of in Mississippi. We didn't stay with my family or whatever. We went to my wife's family. But really enjoyed it. Learned a lot about Waffle Houses. Fun fact.
Like the restaurant?
Yeah.
Okay, well,
established back in 1955, there's actually something called the Waffle House Index, disaster index, that the government uses, and it's effectively how it determines how bad a situation is. You can Wikipedia this.
Oh my God.
It determines how bad a situation is by how long it takes the local Waffle House chain to reopen. Because Waffle House never closes. It's the one of the only 24/7 every day, every year type chains out there. So it's ridiculous. And I sent it to my buddy who works at a Waffle House. He's a manager or whatever of Waffle House. And he's like, yeah, it's a real thing. I'm like, what? How did I not know about this?
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, it's the Waffle House Disaster Index.
Have you ever been to Port of Call?
Yes.
Okay, there you go. Best Waffle House idea ever.
Yes.
Bar connected to Waffle House.
Yes, I believe
that. Check it out, Baton Rouge.
So got Rock Band 4.
How are you feeling about Rock Band? I don't have a PlayStation, and I want to get the apartment back together.
Rock Band 4 is not a bad game. for the Quick Play Rock Band.
You seem to be skirting this.
I'm saying the good things before the bad things. The good thing about it is that as far as playing the game and singing songs, the DLC being backwards compatible, that's fantastic. Or forward compatible, that's fantastic.
Right.
Rock Band 3 is fully upgradable and exportable into Rock Band 4. That's great. That's 82 songs from Rock Band 3. They're working on Rock Band 1, Rock Band 2, Rock Band, Green Day, Rock Band, all that other stuff. There's a compatibility chart online.
Oh, man, until they get Green Day up, I can't.
If you like charts, there's a compatibility matrix and chart that will tell you when things are going to happen and what they're going to be.
Ooh, fancy.
All of the instruments are forwards compatible. So I was playing with the Rock Band actually. 1 drums because it's wired and you don't have to worry about
the fact that you have a set of Rock Band 1 drums that still works.
It's the only
ones
that do work. I had Rock Band 2 wireless drums or Rock Band 3 wireless drums. They've broken. Remember the
glitch with the wireless drums at the apartment?
Yeah, there was a glitch where we hit the cymbal or whatever, and it would turn a light off.
Yeah,
it would turn the light crazy. In there. It was
no, you have it backwards. It was when we turned the light off, the PlayStation would shut down.
Oh yeah, remember? Because it would hit a button.
I think there was a cymbal that would make the light flicker.
Yes, it was weird, but
that was great.
The Bluetooth instrument, they went full Bluetooth with the instruments.
That's probably a good decision.
With the exception of the microphone, that's still a direct USB line.
Yeah.
The microphone captures so much more range now. So, you can sing above or below and it catches it and it's great. You can really let it go. The problem that I have is that's all fine, well, and good because song to song basis, you're great. But the bigger, larger than life feeling that I had from Rock Band was playing with the apartment, was
right.
Four or five of us together just going to town. Getting fans, making money, making decisions, and they between 7 and 8,
whatever, top
between
five,
7 and 8 in the world.
In my head,
the problem that I see now is, first off, I don't know if the global score is hidden somewhere, but it's only in comparison to your friends now. Like I can only see my comparison of my score to my friends, which doesn't make any sense.
I know you mentioned that. I feel like that's something you're just missing.
Maybe, but it's like,
hopefully.
It just keeps carousel like rotating around like, hey, you're friends. And I'm like, I don't have any friends that play Rock Band, so I'm number one, which makes me feel good until I realize I'll always be number one forever. Then there's the second
Everyone's
part.
Everyone's special.
There's a second part of the tour mentality. They've added some voting features where, you know, in the previous versions of Rock Band, you would play a tour mode and you would say, oh, let's pick two songs.
Yeah.
And you pretty much just had like free reign to pick whatever songs you want. Well, this time they give you eight or four or five songs at a time and everyone hits a colored button on their controller to vote for that song. And it takes the one that gets the most or it randoms if everyone chose a different one. Or you could choose a different set of songs and it'll random five more. That's not bad, but okay. I feel like it took a lot of time because we're like discussing whatever. Maybe after a while you just kind of choose a song, you know, especially if you don't have any new people. The bad thing I feel is that I didn't feel larger than life playing this. It could be that I'm almost 30. It could be that the tour thing is you're not far behind me, buddy.
Shut up. I am leap year, son.
I think it is a problem with how they restructured the tour part of the game. Doesn't feel like I'm playing a big.
Do they still have the cool
tour.
Like little clips in between the shows? Like where you go to the drive? Oh my!
No, they don't.
No,
they replaced those with like static images of people in the band.
Why?
As it's loading. Also, the character creator. There was a lot of latitude when you were creating your character. Like we have characters.
You're not selling me on this game.
The character creator got handicapped. Like got kind of pulled a little bit. The tour mode kind of got a little pulled back. And they could fix that. That's totally something they can push later. The core part of the game.
It's true. It could be something they just hadn't finished yet.
Right. The quick play a song type of game. That is still very fine, well, good. That's great. And it's better than Rock Band 3, better than Rock Band 2. It's the best experience that I've had in any Rock Band game. Playing the games. They also have auto kick, which I thought was really nice. So you don't have to worry about the kick pedal on the drums, which is great.
That was annoying.
Because I can't, like my hands and my feet don't work separately sometimes.
Yeah.
And that's hard.
I'm not a drummer.
I can play expert drums though with auto kick turned on because I care about, it's not that I don't have any coordination up top. It's that I don't have coordination separate from the top and bottom. it's like my feet are coordinated with my hands. So whenever I hit a button or hit a cymbal or hit a pad, I'm kicking at the same time. And I just can't.
That's not how kicks work.
Right, that's not how kicks work. So there are some really cool things. There are some really annoying things. Hopefully it gets fixed. But I got that, and it was pretty fun. So,
oh, that's cool.
This segment's running
along. At least it didn't eat you like my robot.
Yeah, it didn't. The microphone didn't try to strangle me or anything, which is crazy. There you go. We're going to cut to Rescue Rangers by the Human Tim, Testarossa, the Sebastian mix from Kavinsky. Fun thing, Kavinsky did a song on the Drive soundtrack. Really? Night Call. It was really good, but it's not like experience pointsy. So we're not going to play it. And then we're going to come back.
That?
We're going to come back after the IT Crowd by Super Powerless and Friends. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
Listen to Experience Points, the one and only Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You just heard the IT Crowd by Super Powerless and Friends, Testarossa, the Sebastian mix by Kavinsky, and we open the entire thing with Rescue Rangers by the Human Tim. Let's talk about the Oculus.
Let's talk about that.
We'll talk about the Oculus, and then we'll talk about Star Wars before like we end, because that's going to take
first burning question, did you get one?
I did not get one. They sold out like 15 minutes, okay?
I don't have like money or whatever.
$600. So. That's the price point.
$600. I know an individual that did get one.
Do
so
you?
I will be talking about it later.
Is it he or a she?
Does it matter?
Well, I need to know.
It is a he.
Okay, so can...
Are we going to play the guessing game? Is this like Guess Who?
No. I remember that. I was going to say, can they leave it to you in their will, and then can we kill them?
Ooh, that's a... If they're not listening to the show tonight... Yeah.
Maybe. Just joking, FCC. I'm not sure that we can say things
like
that.
We love you, FCC.
Yeah.
Every time I said that, the show.
$599. Is that a good number? What do you think?
Okay.
Hold on. Let's outline it. It's the Oculus Rift, the actual headset. It's a little diode thing, a little detector sensor for head tracking. It's an Xbox One controller. And it's two games. It's Lucky's Tale, which is like this cartoony type game, and then Eve Valkyrie, which is something I'm very looking forward to. If you don't know Eve, made by CCP, they're out in like some foreign country somewhere, and they are awesome. Eve is like an MMO in space spreadsheet.
Yeah, Eve Online
is really, really
kind of
good.
Yeah, spreadsheets in space. That's what I
call it. They've changed a lot of the game, but Valkyrie is more of a first-person flyer, sort of just like the resurgence of space sims. We've got really dangerous.
That makes me so happy, by the way.
It does. And the resurgence of space sims allows us to do a lot of things. First off, movies like The Martian and Interstellar and like things like that happen. And then secondly, we actually care more about space now. We are going to space more. SpaceX, we got the dragons, we got the blue ocean or whatever the other thing is.
I saw my idea for being space pirates.
Yeah. So anyway, what do you think? $600, is that enough? Is that a good price for this? It's two... video game consoles.
I feel like I'm on the Price is Right now.
No. It's just I'm trying to put it in perspective. $600 is two modern
$600
consoles.
Is a lot of money.
Yeah.
But when you consider video cards, you can pay $400 to $500 for a video card normally.
Right.
I would say it's acceptable. Right. Especially so this is first batch.
That's not a
it's
bad
pushing it out.
That's not about. And they've had dev kits.
This is the first consumer release.
They've had two or three
it's
dev
polished,
kits.
It's ready to go.
I would say this. You know, you can get a really nice monitor for over $600. Or two monitors for over $600.
Right. Yes.
A video card, you know, you still need a good video card, at least a 760. They're willing to sell you this system that will play the games. But you need a modest system, 8 gigs of RAM. You need at least a 760 or a 970. I can't remember. Or a 790. And there's some letters there and numbers.
Well, whatever, blah, blah.
So my thing is, you know, for what you're getting, you're not getting the touch controls. They have the touch controls. They're not ready yet. So, but you will if you pre-ordered it. You'll get in line when they're available. You'll like get first in line. You know that you brought up a good point. We've got all these other accessories that you could spend a lot more money on, or that are necessary.
Yeah.
Seemingly necessary if you're going to want that experience.
That and I want to point out, if you haven't used an Oculus Rift before, that's a thing, because even the crappy original, like the only one I've ever used is the first edition
DK1. DK1.
And that blew my mind.
Yes.
As crappy as it was.
Yeah, they were like screen door effect.
It was terrible.
It's okay. Like, this is the best thing I've ever experienced.
Just to experience that is amazing. And with this fully, like, I think it's what, 1080p is the resolution?
Yeah, they fixed it so it's 1080p. They changed it so the density, the pixel density is, like, way more dense, so right. You won't have the screen door effect, which it looks like you were looking through a screen door. That's all it means.
That's what that means.
And they improved head tracking, and, yeah, they and made it a little lighter. They apparently fixed. Oh, you also, it has built in headphones. Like,
yeah, I saw that.
So you get the headphones. I guess you could maybe take those off and put your own headphones.
Hope you can. Like,
but yeah,
10 million percent.
Also did a lot of research on the actual strap that it puts on your head, because I know just working in like in a construction zone or something, a construction area, like wearing a helmet.
How often do you work construction?
Or I don't do it anymore. But like,
did you really? I never knew that.
I never worked construction. I had to be on a construction site though, and you need to wear like protective gear. And even that, which is like a light helmet, was annoying. Or when I was in the military, the military, apparatus that holds your helmet on, you know, it's suspended and everything. It still sucked. It was bad. So from what I understand, this is actually very comfortable to wear.
That's going to be a very important fact, because you're going to be wearing this, several hours.
Yeah.
The friend that actually pre-ordered it, he's the one that got me into, not Elite Dangerous, Star Citizen.
Right.
And he has a full HOTAS setup for that, and he's going to be getting the Oculus Rift. So that experience is what I'm waiting on.
Yeah.
Because
I think being
the immersion
able,
effect of that, dude.
Being able to play a game, and it's anytime I know I'm playing a good game, if I can play, if I like play it at night, you know, immerse myself as much as I can. Right. And when something comes at me, I legitimately feel apprehensive. I feel scared or fearful to go back into the room where I saw the big scary monster thing.
Right.
That's a good game to me.
The horror genre can be so amazing with
Soma
this.
Soma has wrecked me so many times because some of them are jump scares, admittedly.
Right.
Not jump scares
horror,
like Five Nights at Freddy's.
Horror
but I mean,
media in general is my favorite type of media. It's usually done poorly, but atmospheric fright and just getting under your skin is what. Was
there
really
you go,
atmospheric. Awesome.
That's a good way. Immersive atmospheric type.
That
horror.
Immersion. You're legitimately afraid.
You have a creeping fear.
You've done it right. Yeah, exactly.
That's what
jump
I
scares
want out of this. I want to be able to put this on, and I want to be able to. You know, lock my door, because that's the thing. I don't, you know, I can't trust my wife to not mess with me.
Oh my
when
God.
Like I have this thing on.
I did not even think about that, because you're God.
You're so immersed, you can't hear, you can't see. You don't know about the world around you, so
because you're in the
because you're
world.
In this VR world.
I'm happy.
$500, or I'm sorry, $600. I don't think that's too expensive.
I don't think it's too expensive at all.
My fear is I don't want to feel like I'm throwing $600 away.
Mm-hmm.
These ship in March. So in another two and a half months, we are going to know how. And I think I actually got pushed back to April now that I remember.
I think you're right. Well, I wasn't sure if that was delivery or ship.
Right. They may be shipped in March. They may be delivered in
guaranteed
April.
Guaranteed by April.
I would be upset if I paid $600. I'll say this. I bought the Steam controller.
Right.
I feel like that is a failed product.
I actually tried one not too long ago. I'm not a fan.
I feel
Xbox still has the best controller.
I feel like what for being a controller, the Steam controller is too overkill. For trying to be a keyboard and a mouse and a controller all in one, you can't do that. That's why there's a keyboard and a mouse and control. That's why they're three separate devices.
Yeah.
You know, you can't use all your hand, you know, when you're holding the controller. So I feel like that was a waste of my money. And I went in with the best intentions. I thought it
you
was going to be
bought
great. I bought a new Yah because I believed in it. They thanked me for believing.
I see the sign
but,
every day.
Yeah, and I tout the sign. I believed, and I feel like it was a good thing to believe in. It was a bad execution, but it was a good idea. Steam controller, bad idea, and I didn't realize that until I actually put my hands on one. The Oculus Rift, the build quality is going to matter. The immersion
right. And
the hook for the game, that's going to matter. And the worry that I have, the biggest fear that I have about this entire new environment that we're growing, this new genre of VR-enabled games, is the games are going to be hokey, or the games are going to be like 3D movies, where the 3D is added after. Just so
that's
that,
going to happen a lot,
right?
At first,
you're going to have the games that are like Avatar for 3D,
right.
Or Star Wars for 3D, or some like really big budget games that or big budget
but
movies.
But you mentioned movies, like you can make a very interesting film, like an art piece like this,
yeah.
Though.
I think it would be great to, especially some 3D movies, like where there's a 3D scene.
Yeah.
If you instead of making it as there's a camera and you're only rendering just the scene that you care about, render the world.
Yeah, that's
Render
insane.
The world within a
I
limit.
Mean, I played, I forget what they're called. There's a genre of games that's kind of like that now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're immersion art pieces. They're not really a game so much as just something you exist in.
Something that you just look around and
This would be amazing.
Yeah, I think it would be honestly it would be it, there are like some there are some things that have come out fairly recently that are creepy things. Like things that you wouldn't it wouldn't be okay to do this in real life. Like I think one game was a first person exploration game where you explored someone else's house.
Right.
And it's like, it's not okay to just go into someone's house and, I mean, and mess around.
It is, obviously.
But like in this game, it is. Or explore a mall at night.
I just thought about it. Seeing what comes out of Japan is going to be interesting.
Well, some things have already come out in Japan. I know there was a few nude model type of demos where people were posing. And there were these super hyper-realistic, hyper high-resolution photos or models, 3D maps, body scans of some nude models. And you know,
progressing technology,
right? So take that, and then pretty soon there will be these hentai games. He's like, through
the
hentai
dating
world.
Sims are going to be ridiculous,
right? People, and this is sort of the next evolution of there's how people will deal with things. I feel because some people won't want to unplug.
I said the things and so like okay, read Snow Crash if you never have. Like all the predictions in that are I see happening within my life.
Yes.
And it's crazy
to me. It reminds me of a quote. I saw it on like Reddit or Facebook or something. Yeah. It was, why 90s kids, you know, why the millennials, quote-unquote millennials, feel like they don't have any place to call home. And it was because in between 1990 and 2005, technology exploded. Things
really
changed
did.
So much. We went from a corded telephone that you know didn't save anyone's numbers. The coolest thing about it was some of them are see-through. To going through or shaped like
a football. I modified mine with LEDs.
There you go. See, you were hacking.
Awesome. It flashed.
You were
brain.
A power user.
I'm always hacking.
You know, and then now we've got phones that literally are watches. Or we've got watches that are phones. Or we've got,
tell them apart anymore.
You can't even tell them apart anymore. You've got more computer technology in your house than entire companies, universities had back in the 90s.
Dude, just to think about, the specs of my phone, you do realize, are better than my first computer.
Yeah. And I feel like that's
much better.
This is another big, giant, game-changing step. We've finally gotten to the point where, VR is real. Yeah, what you got?
Anytime, the only time a Half-Life game is ever released is when there's a major shift in the industry.
Yeah, I don't know. That's my thing.
You don't believe?
It's not that I don't believe. It's that...
Faith. Faith in Gaben.
There has been a lot of stirring around of Half-Life 3 rumors that seem just like conspiracy theory generated rumors. I don't know how I feel about that. Let's cut to two songs. Let's come back. Let's end the show, but let's talk about Star Wars before we do that.
Right.
You said you're a power user. We're going to play Power User by MC Frontalot, Save World, Get Girl by Fight Dragons. Catch you after the break. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
This is Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Your whole UI memory.
Say the word.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU Experience Points, but time has run out
again.
Oh, no. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You just heard Save World, Get Girl by Fi Dragons. Before that, Power User MC Frontalot. Look, hey, we're out of time.
We are.
And I am sorry. That's sort of our fault.
Yeah.
I don't know who else's fault it would be.
I blame Minions.
Minions. Oh, that movie.
We will talk about Star Wars next week.
Yeah, we'll have
it
to push.
It will happen.
Let's bump Star Wars.
I think Star Wars can get
we
its
had,
own show.
We had
That's
JJ on
it.
The line. We're going to go ahead and just
hang
up on him.
Yeah, he had to go to dinner or something.
Boop, Mr. JJ. No, we will talk about it, and we'll also... We'll maybe theme the show. I don't know. You never
we'll
know.
Theme it.
We'll think
it.
About it. Or we'll say all the stuff now and then be like, who are those guys sneaking in to the station? Listen, we appreciate all of the people listening right now.
Except
so
for you.
Pat
you,
yourself,
Steve.
Pat yourself on the back, Steve. John, Francine, give yourself a hug. You
what
deserve
Pat?
It. Huh?
What about Pat?
Pat.
We love you, Pat.
Pat, you awesome.
Dude, Doug. Doug, you're my man.
I don't know Doug.
Dude, Doug's my
I
man.
I feel like I know Doug,
you
though.
You know Doug.
Listen, thank you. Thank you so much for listening. We wouldn't be doing this without, we've been doing this a third or fourth year
it's
actually
crazy.
Doing this. I've been doing this 2009.
Yeah.
You've come on in the last two or three years.
I've been around a bit.
We wouldn't be doing this as long as we've been doing it without people like you. So thank you so much. If you want to check out our site or whatever, if you're new and you don't know where it is, Bear, tell them.
head over to exppoints.com, double tap the P.
We got social media. You can like, subscribe, and do whatever with us there at exppoints.com/social. Make sure to click all the links, click all the buttons, look at all we
click
got.
Click all the buttons!
And if you want to subscribe, and maybe if you missed a show, you can get the podcast, or you can look at the historical stuff. We're online. You can go to iTunes, and we're on Stitcher for all you Android guys and girls. And
we're not sexist here.
Yeah, I mean, whatever you want to be. Anyway,
you do you, boo.
You check us out online, and we will see you next week. Hopefully, we'll have a lot of stuff. We're going to end with Torquay by Gabrielle Robin. This is actually really cool. Some people say that this is Yoko Kanno, which is she's from Cowboy Bebop. She's not Yoko Ono. That's a different person.
Completely different. Gotcha.
But people don't know. So this is Torquay, Gabrielle Robin. This is off of Ghost in the Shell soundtrack. Enjoy it. We'll catch you next week. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to the one, the only Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.